Absolutely. And I'm curious, when we talk about extreme situations, you've just come out of an extreme situation with the most recent cyclone. So what did you see? And I'm particularly interested, there might be examples of really good leadership from someone like, for example, the local council mayor, who is in a leadership position anyway. Mm. But then there are other people in the community who you might not see as leaders, who just step forward and make things happen.
Oh, look, there were people all over the place. For example, in the Serena, Clark Creek kind of area, there was a community group that was led by one lady who literally is a caterer, and she said, well, I've got power and a catering business. I'll make meals, and then I have these warming containers that mean those meals are legally being able to be transported around. We'll feed people. You know, and she was a lady who normally just goes about her business, does her little catering thing, off she goes. Well, before you know it, she's got like this volunteer army helping her cook and then helping her deliver meals all over the district. You know, another lady that was concerned that her area was being forgotten, so she had NBN connected quite quickly, so she became a keyboard warrior, making sure that media outlets all over Australia were aware of what was going on and of their plight. It's just very interesting where you see people pop their head up and say, hey, this needs to be done, I'm just going to do it. Kevin Collins in the Whitsundays, he runs a business there, and he was going to have to throw out all of his restaurant food. Well, instead, they started this care kitchen where volunteers from throughout the community all came together and literally fed a whole community for the 2 days that they were cut off from the rest of the world, so to speak. So it's just amazing.
Still, it's interesting. I remember years ago, I would have been in my early 20s, and I've always had a strong community focus, strong community value. And I remember having an argument with a taxi driver. You know how you get a taxi driver that's just constantly prying into your world, or you get a philosophical taxi driver. So this is a philosophical taxi driver. And he was telling me that people only do good in the world because they feel guilty. And it's all about alleviating the sense of guilt that they have. And that really didn't sit comfortably with me, because I felt like I did good in the world because I wanted the world to be a better place. And it wasn't until quite a few years later, when I started to study and understand a lot more about leadership, that I found out that we have two primary sources of our motivation. And some people are motivated by moving towards something, so towards supporting the community during this time. And other people are much more motivated by moving away from what they don't want, which could be that sense of guilt, that sense of, look, I don't want to waste this, so I will feed the community. Whereas another restaurateur in the same situation, it wouldn't be about the waste. Their first thought was, I do want to make sure that all my community is fed through this tricky time.
Uh-huh.
So interesting whether you're primarily motivated by moving towards things or away from things, you know, whether you're energised by brainstorming the risks or whether you're focused on the goal that you want.
Do you think sometimes that we don't actually think that much about it? It's almost like an instinct in some of us?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think especially in situations like this, I think we tend to go to the better versions of ourselves. Now, I've actually been thinking about why is it that we see this? Because I've had a recent example of this. One of my clients is an executive with a healthcare network, and they had floods in their region. And so his staff, even though some of their own houses were being flooded, none of them were there, they'd all gone to the community centre and to the medical facilities because they had patients there. Their first thought had not been for their families, it had been to go there. And he was talking to me about how uplifted and inspired he felt by the conversations with them afterwards. And so we were thinking about one of the things that struck him is that the normal rules just don't apply, and that the normal rules might be the way we do things around here, or it might be the levels of hierarchy or what permission I have to make what decisions. And in emergency situations, those normal rules just don't apply. And so people make decisions based on what seems like the best thing at the time, not the normal sort of logical reasoning through the bureaucracy. And I think that's part of what brings out the best in people.
It's interesting, isn't it, that when an emergency situation comes, you're right, someone who may, you know, normally be well and truly above your pay grade, you can look beside you in the pouring rain and you're trying to put a roof back on, and there they are. They're just as wet as you are. They're just as drenched as you are. They're as sleep deprived as you are as well. And all of that just washes away, doesn't it?
I think it does. And what that gives people is the authority to act. Remember a couple of years ago I interviewed an executive for one of the big banks, and we were talking particularly about leadership. And her frame was, I don't like the word decisions, because decisions sound heavy and they sound like right or wrong. She said, my preference is to talk about choices. And we make the best choice that we can based on the information that we've got at the time. And if later more information comes to light and that might have meant that we made a different choice, then we just shift the choice. And I think that's definitely the case in an emergency. We don't think about the rules. We don't think about who normally should do this. We just think, okay, right, here's the choices I've got right now. Quick, which one's the best? Let's do it. And as you said, it's underpinned by this strong sense of community.
Can that be taught to people, or is it just something that you gather from within yourself by being a part of a community?
The sense of community, you mean? Or
yes,
the, or
yes, the sense of community. I mean, there would be people that I think, you know, they move to a town and they bag it out a bit, they might just be here for work, and then often something will happen, and then all of a sudden it clicks to them and they get that sense of community, and often, sadly, it's an emergency situation or an extreme situation that does that.
Yeah. I haven't really thought about this. I think the power of community is very strong. I grew up in a rural environment, and I think in rural communities you have a very strong community because people need to rely on one another much more. If I look, my office is in the front of my house, and I'm looking out, and when I look at the six or seven houses that I can see immediately, we've been here 7 years now, I know most of the people by name, mm-hmm. but there's only one that we have dinner with, and it's a different type of relationship here in the city, and I think we can teach it, but I think it happens, as you say, when all of a sudden we see the value for us.
When we're in a leadership situation, and let's just say an emergency does happen, are there things that we need to be extra vigilant about? You know, for example, that staff member that looks like they've completely got it together and they take the reins and off they go, and all of a sudden you've got a pop-up leader, but it's the aftermath, you know, when they come down that you have to keep an eye out for?
Yeah, I tend to go the other way and say, what can we learn from it? What's the opportunity here? So I think definitely we need to keep an eye out for people, and I think that would be the case whether people would step forward or not. You know, and you'd be seeing a lot of that in your community now. It plays out in different ways for different people. But when I was thinking about what happens in emergency situations, as you said, where it's underpinned by a sense of we're all here in the community, but I think the three key things are there's something we want to achieve. So when you were talking about Kevin Collins, what he wanted to achieve was he wanted to feed the community. Mm-hmm. He had the resources, he had the ability, so he wanted to achieve feeding the community. We've got the authority to act, and people, and in that case, he probably had the authority to act, but the woman who, in Serena Creek, that runs the small catering business, she didn't have the authority to direct a whole lot of people to deliver meals. She took that authority on. And the normal rules don't apply. So if we flip that and think about what is it that we as leaders need to give people, you know, without creating an emergency, but what are those things? And I think it's about a purpose, a strong sense of purpose, which comes back to the what do we want to achieve. Mm. A sense of empowerment, which is the authority to act. When people know what it is they can do and they're empowered to act, they're much more likely to do that. And then give them the freedom and the creativity to act. So the normal rules don't apply. Well, we do have the normal rules in a normal situation. It gives people the freedom to go outside those rules. And if we can give people a clear purpose, when we can empower them and we give them that sense of freedom, then I think we can bring out the best in people in normal situations in the same way, but perhaps not to the same extreme that we see in those emergency situations. When I did a leadership program for women who had shown themselves to be leaders during and after the fires in their community. And some of those women had formal leadership roles, but most of them didn't. And a lot of them didn't even see themselves as leaders until someone tapped them on the shoulder and said, hey, there's this program, this leadership program, and I think you should go. So I think the final thought for me is, if you've been in this situation, just reflect back on how was it that you showed up and what can you learn about that you could bring back into your normal day-to-day living.